Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on.
Space, a final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship
Mele.
Enterprise. Its 5-year mission to explore.
That good health candy, baby.
You know him. To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is Wrecking the Game Radio with your host, DJ Smell So Good, an international
call.
This is
Tasha Sugar. Interface complete.
These bitches ain't shit. Hey, this for all my niggas who feel like these stinking ass bitches ain't shit.
And this for all my bitches that know that these fuck niggas ain't shit.
Fuck you, bitch.
Fuck you, pussy ass nigga.
Fuck that shit. Bitch.
Pulling up clean on throw, high flow. Hey, wrist gone by the flip FOMO. Straight from the city, all black nine in the cement. Weed in my lungs, liquor in my kidney. These hoes be licking, sucking, dyking, fucking like it ain't nothing. Oh, you ain't get shit from me. I ain't paying for your pussy with my dick for free.
Fuck you, nigga.
Nah, fuck you, bitch. Lick my ass, hoe, and suck my dick.
What you say?
I said, fuck you, bitch. Lick my ass, hoe, and suck my dick. Go dirty, put nutted out, skis a hoe. Fuck what you heard, don't need your hoe. You got the best head in the side. Take my dick, got the pussy, put it dead in your mouth. Trick, bitch, how you gonna diss me? Walk around town, pussy smelling like fish grease.
Damn, pussy smell like fish grease?
Man, the bitch, pussy smell like fish grease. Beat it up to your head, can't walk. Bust nuts in your mouth to your head, can't talk. Catch one more, then I gotta go, ho. Skis, 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 from your front to your back door. Dirty foot, trick that bitch. You never been and ain't gon' be shit. Gon' be shit, gon' be shit, gon' be shit. These bitches ain't shit. These bitches ain't shit. These bitches ain't shit.
These niggas ain't shit. These niggas ain't shit. These niggas ain't shit. Have you ever seen a bitch so fresh in the neon? Beat on, driving with my homegirl Breon. Me and my dog piss on niggas for a reason. They only good for money and put to eat on. Cause these niggas be licking, tricking, and ticking, they dicking, all kind of bitches. So how you gon' call us hoes, fucking niggas in the ass with long dildos? Fuck me, nigga, now nigga, fuck you. Suck my ass till you taste doo-doo.
What you said, bitch?
I said fuck you too. Suck my ass till you taste doo-doo. Ugh. I ain't got no respect, bitch. Nuts put it all in your neck, bitch. So get the broke ass at my house, let the skeet in my grill, spit it back in your mouth. Oh. Played out, little dick, bitch. You never been and ain't gon' be shit. Gon' be shit, gon' be shit, gon' be shit. These niggas ain't shit. These niggas ain't shit. These niggas ain't shit.
These bitches ain't shit. These bitches ain't shit. Dope boy, fresh big tank glistening. Looking for a bitch I can stick my dick in. I'm trying to put it up in your room. Skeeting in y'all so you can see our kids. Pop this deal, bitch, quit faking. I got them on 102 tell the next lady. Dumb hoe, we ain't nothing but a fuck thing. Lee ass with a bed
and
full
of nothing.
And we
know again, this nigga said it's talking that shit. Stick your tongue out and lick this lick with a mouth full of cum that'll set you gone. After that, turn around, get my homegirl song. We like it, bread. You heard what I said? Face looks so good, stuck between my legs. Your dick dead and I'm sucking it. But the bitch ain't doing nothing. Played out, little dick bitch. You never been and ain't gon' be shit. Gon' be shit, gon' be shit, gon' be shit.
Who's a dirty foot? Trick that bitch. You never been and ain't gon' be shit. Gon' be shit, gon' be shit, gon' be shit. These bitches ain't shit. These bitches ain't shit. These bitches ain't shit.
These niggas ain't shit. These niggas ain't shit. These niggas ain't shit.
You better ask about me. Right now.
at your home, dressed in all black. Let me get that, I say, let me get that. You better ask about me, you better ask about me, you better ask about me, you better ask about me. You ain't heard about the boy stay strapped. Got a mind for the kid and love to rob for the cash. I got my eyes on some niggas that got a lot of stacks. He turned his back from his merchandise and got his shit stacked. People, I'm a creeper just like Jesus. Creepers coming in your home and taping up the people's, call it murder one. I'm taking life, cause this people don't need no witness, cause it's all business. And if I get caught up, they wonder why I did this. It's hard out here for a man to get a job, and I'll be damned if I let my family fucking start. I tried to do it y'all way, I made it just as hard. That's why I do what I do until it's time for me to starve. And I never seen a million on the top of another million, and I bet you I get it. I bet you I get them, you better ask about me. Riding at your home, dressed in all black. Let me get that, I say let me get that. You better ask about me, you better ask about me, you better ask about me, you better ask about me. Riding at your home, dressed in all black. Let me get that, I say let me get that. You better ask about me, you better ask about me, you better ask about me, you better ask about me. Yeah, your boy, D-Boy, cooking up some heat. I ain't talk about fire, but about that creep. I got money, more prize, but I ain't no defeat. And let me and Shorty gon' drop the beat. Straight from the street, had a couple hundred feet. No more VHS, I went straight to DVD. I got the game on lock, with a motherfucking Glock, with an original stock, and a laser point stock. Got the world in my hands like all eyes on Pac. I feel like Snoop Dogg, so I drop it like it's hot. Bitch, I aim two pistols, but you might get shot. Another kid on the block, and I make the bed rock. When you see me in the streets, I'm hanging out on the spot. No one player like me, stay away from the cops. I'ma fall till I fall for pimping, I be fine. And it's 1999, a nigga by the first nine. Yeah. Riding at your home, dressing all black. Let me get that, I say, let me get that. You better ask about me. You better ask about me, you better ask about me. Riding at your home, dressed in all black. Let me get that, I say let me get that. You better ask about me, you better ask about me, you better ask about me, you better ask about me. So bitch, call the cops, cause here I come. I'm taking everything, recession got a nigga, huh? And I ain't stopping now, but I might stop later. Only if it gets greater, that means more paper. Drop a number for the people and gas get cheaper. See what I'm getting at, more money for your people. See them close your eyes to the fact, what a crime, nigga. Get it how you live, there you go. Get a time, 10, 20, like you threaten me for trying to make mine. It's a hustle game, live with it, learn how to deal with it. Get what's coming to you, another damn bill, bitch. Guess what's coming to you, another damn bill, bitch. Yeah, man, yeah, it's hard out here, bro.
Hard, bro.
Every day, man, something new. You know what I'm saying? The economy need to pick up, bro. It's going down, you hear me?
Riding at your home, dressed in all black. Let me get that, I say, let me get that. You better ask about me, you better ask about me, you better ask about me, you better ask about me. Riding at your home, dressed in all black. Let me get that, I say, let me get that. You better ask about me, you better ask about me, you better ask about me, you better ask about me.
What's good, what's good? This your boy SFN Visuals, always checking in with DJ Smell So Good, aka DJ FTP, aka DJ For the People. Fuck the police, you know what I'm talking about? Hell yeah, 2009, always out.
What I'm gonna need you to do is I'm gonna need you to get on your grind and your hustle and bring me in that money. Go ahead and drop that.
My baby mama broke. My baby mama broke. My baby mama broke. My baby mama broke. Cause she want all my money, money. Cause she can't have my money, money. Cause she want all my money, money. My son ain't getting clothes. My baby mama broke.
smoke like no joke. I thought I told you that before. Cause every time I see you, fresh polish on your toes. That's why I caught my son his own business with a code. And caught me a fresh outfit, fresh clothes. Every time I see you, always asking me for more. Damn, baby mama, just send it to you where it go. When you come around, new hair, new clothes. So when you gonna respect the pavement, I don't know. Cause some kind of shady, kind of sneaky with your girl. I take care of minors while I'm grinding across the world. The hustle don't stop, mama. Catch up, you lost, mama. Keep your 9 to 5, I'ma grind, now stop. Trust that I'm doing this for my little bruh, hush. When it comes to my little man, I don't blush. Little man, daddy got you, you know. My baby mama, bro. Take me seriously, you take me for a joke. That's why I wrote this song and it just might blow. Just to show my little man that daddy is a pro. And baby mama know, that's why baby daddy gotta get it. When I spit it, go stop, get with it, stop slipping, might get broke off. I'ma show you how to get it as soon as I catch up and lift off. Yeah, I know you pissed off. I'ma pay my government cash, my debts off. Didn't know I knew you put me on child support, huh? But it don't matter, cause I see what kind of girl you are. I want a family hotel on the boulevard. You wanna bring me down? Well, that's gonna take long. Send the emails and texts? Well, that's a soccer song. I stay broke for real, need money for my son. By the way, my baby mama, bro.
Hey, baby. You know, you don't smile like you used to smile, baby. Just be a certain sparkle in your eye. Where did it go, baby? For granted, now we're fading. Yes, no more love and tenderness.
say about you.
Yeah,
I'm
all
good. You know, what I am concerned about is
back on the set
represent them fresh and so clean. So your girl clean. On my D, she wanna join the team. That's why I see a lot of people hating on me. I'm back. What's next? What's drop next? That ass on the floor for me, get wet. I told her mama I'm about to take her home. And if I didn't mention, we riding on foes. And everybody knows all they coming from the gold. Whoa, Penny on the beach, we murking these streets. All and right. Don't you try to sneak me, I got my head up. Now get your ass on the dance floor.
It's your boy DJ Party Time of Breaking the Game Entertainment. If you want to come follow you for a party time, hit your boy up on twitter.com/partyzone3929. Or if you want to see what's popping in the world and see what Breaking the Game Entertainment is doing, hit your boy up at myspace.com/partyzone3929. Special shout out goes out to Miss Chanu, DJ Smell So Good, and my boy Charlie Boy with that new smash hit, Walk Like You Got. So if y'all interested in what we doing, hit your boy up. Breaking the Game Entertainment, 813 on the map. We doing big things. Holla at your boy.
Green acres up in Northern California, we got that tree. Smoke smoking every switcher that the liquor store could feed. And my life is full of greed, and I know that's a sin. But I'm repping unlimited, don't let me tell you again. To all the ladies, ride my shit. To all the gangsters, conscious shit. Bruce, Bruce, tell them how we ride and rep.
Let me hear you say it.
Except subtle shit you can pull on the white women that you can't pull on black women. You know, like in an argument or something, you can pull that shit like, hey, baby, it's a black thing. Well, black men, you don't understand or get the motivation of the black man, you understand?
Oh, yes, sir, I'm so sorry. I did not. So sorry. Please forgive me. Black women, you cannot do that. But once, and they get that motherfucker, the head, they're gone. You know, crazy. Oh, no, motherfucker. Oh, yeah. Something should have had the bitch in there the first time. Yeah, you bad now. Be bad now. And then you end up, hey, darling, no, no, dear, I'm just kidding. Go over here. I won't do anything.
We like pussy, don't we, man?
That's something that's good all the time. No, I mean, the worst pussy ever going to be in life is good. And women know it. No matter what you say to a woman in an argument, you can't win because they know I'm not the pussy. And it's good. And sometimes you hear men say, that's a bad pussy. You know, and you woman might believe that shit, man. If there's any ladies here tonight that think they got a bad pussy, I'd like to see you after the show. I'd like to give a second opinion. But we're lucky women fuck us at all now because they got them machines and shit. Why you ever seen plug them bad boys in, get them numbers and shit? And you be standing there with just a dick. Right? So,
tell me when it's my turn, will you? That's all right. Thank you. Never mind.
I'll come back tomorrow. I don't mind the divorce and shit. They want the money when you get divorced. And I'll be going, wait, bitch, you ain't told me a joke.
Well, maybe you'll think this is funny.
Hand you some papers from a lawyer and shit right here. Holy shit, that is funny.
And you feel bad when your lawyer turn on your ass, right?
I think you should settle. No, just take my advice, settle. She's going to say a lot of things that you don't want known.
Say, wait, you going to tell about me and that goat? When I was married, man, I tried to be whatever it is. I tried to do it, whatever the fuck it is. I can't do it. You just have to be a special kind of man to handle that shit. I can't handle it. I mean, I go home, man. Sometimes my wife would start shit that I didn't understand. You know, like,
I don't want those people in this house again.
What? What?
I don't want them here.
Well, you married, you know, you say, fuck it, I'm in love. Maybe I'll try. Maybe I've been wrong three other times. Shit. I'm going to try to make this shit work.
Hey, you don't want them in the house, baby? Their ass ain't going to be in the house.
Hey, fuck, no, I'll handle it. Don't worry. Hey, you motherfuckers, get out.
Oh, partner. Hey, Jack, you got to go. Don't come back no more, my wife. Because you got something. My wife seen it. I don't want to get it. You going to be all right with this? This is it, Jack. This is my love now. You don't come around no more. Meet you around the corner.
Then they start talking about come home earlier. Wait, come home? What the fuck is that?
You're out too late and you do drugs all night and you're just out.
But I'll be having fun. What time is a good time?
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock. Hey, I'm wrong. Could be 10 o'clock. Shit. You'd be in the restaurant eating. Bring it back. What's the matter, bitch? I gotta be home by then, Jack. Come home, be a house full of women, I don't know. Be sitting around talking shit. Eating my food. Ask me to serve them something to drink. Say, bitch, who are you?
I'm an old friend of your wife.
Yeah? Are you a nurse? Because that's what she's going to need. You keep fucking with me.
Sometimes you can be in love with somebody and it's great, and you fuck around and marry them. And I don't know, something happened when you get women get married, man, that you've been going a long time, and something about the attitude.
Good morning, dear. Good morning. How are you today? Have you been to the bed yet?
All right, people. You already know what time it is. What time it is. This is Scandalous Beyond Saturdays. Going down right here live in the building, man. It's your boy DJ Smells So Good. And bringing it to you live from Tampa Bay, Florida. You know what I'm saying? 8-1 Trizzy. Trey Folk, you know what I'm saying? Already. You know how we do. And, yeah, man, you know, just up in this thing, chilling for the weekend. And hit y'all up with a little something what I'm sipping on. You know what I'm saying?
Lager, the beer that brought the forest down. I drive an exotic imported sports car. I eat exotic foreign food like Frankfurters and pizza. But when it comes to numbing my mind, I'm a patriot. I drink the beer that brought the forest down. I'm a lager man. And with the new 80-bottle Trump pack, you've got enough for the evening. Last night, I crapped in my bed and pissed in the closet. Hey, it's happy hour somewhere.
Lager brings out the patriot in you.
Yeah. Hell no, we're checking out some good scenes too, man. If you guys want to check out some high definition images of the sun, go to www.myfoxillinois.com and click on NASA releases high def images of the sun. William Shatner and Lin Yu Chun, who the hell is that? Singer. Okay. Male sex issue. Okay, KFC's double down calorie controversy. What else is down here? Saying sorry could help heart health, dying man sales, ad space on Earn. Okay. Oregon comedian Aaron Jameson is returning to make a grand exit. Man, no more people. This motherfucker's stupid. Oh, he's the. Oh, this fucked up. Dying man sells ad space on Earn. An Oregon comedian is preparing to make a grand exit as he is diagnosed with terminal cancer. The News TV reported that Aaron Jameson, Springfield, had previously worked at the station, has thousands of dollars in medical bills to pay, and with 3 to 9 months to live. He wants to make sure his wife isn't stuck with the bill. So to help pay for his cremation and funeral costs, he is selling ad space on his cremation urn. The price starts at $100, and his goal is to at least make $800. Damn. Down a bit. They report that Jameson was diagnosed with an aggressive form of colon cancer that spread to his liver and lymph nodes. One of the urns will go to his wife and the other to his parents. Jameson's website, Judas Forgiven, has updates on his story and a link for donations. His Twitter page is documenting the media attention, his story. And I also started the Aaron M. Jameson Pre-Memorial Foundation page on Facebook. While he's collecting disability, Jameson told the news that does not cover his monthly medical bills. He has a life insurance policy, but said that it's not much to leave to his wife. His friend, who owns a small restaurant called Teresa's Place, was one of the first customers. He has had so much concern for his wife and how she was going to be able to handle this. It was just an opportunity I was having to be a part of. Jameson, a former graphic designer, will hand paint the ads and joke that if he sells 25 ads, he'll buy 2 more urns. That was fucked up. I'm a big guy, said there'll be enough ashes around to fill them. Man, that's kind of funny and sad all at the same time. You know what I'm saying? Wow. All right. Well, shouts out to you, homie. You know what I'm saying? If y'all want to go donate, that's Aaron Jameson, man. And, yeah. Follow him on Twitter or Facebook. You know, you freaking twit heads out there. Yeah, that's what it do. Shouts out to the sun, man. Big ups to Alexander, Florida UFO, Sinai, Miss Heavenly Angel for coming up in here, chilling on the weekend, you know what I'm saying? And picking up some helpful info like this.
It was 9 a.m. The phone
Commando Pest Eradication. You saw a bug on your child's apple? Code red, boys. We got a live one.
Your home, much like the rest of the world, is infested with unwanted vermin. Commando Pest Eradication will wage war on nature so you don't have to.
Hello, ma'am.
Thank God you're here. I saw a bug in the kitchen.
You did the right thing, ma'am. We'll take it from here. Everything's going to be okay.
Commando Pest Eradication uses only the most lethal chemicals to rid your home of unwanted life. Our team is composed of military-trained professionals that know how to take care of a messy situation fast. After successfully defoliating Vietnam, we've turned our attention to the home front, your home front.
We've got the situation in the kitchen contained, sir, but I found this. Jesus, what the hell is this?
That's my daughter.
Looks more like Viet Cong to me.
Commando Pest Eradication. We kill everything in sight so you feel safer. It's the war on nature, and this time we're winning.
The other day, I was so desperate for a beer, I snuck into the football stadium and ate the dirt under the bleachers.
Wow. Never been that thirsty. Check this out, man. Start my scandalous biatch stories off. You can hit me up, 347, area code 347-237-5125. You got a scandalous biatch story you want to share with the world. And, you know what I'm saying, I put it on out there. You know what I'm saying? But it was one pet peeve of mine, man. Listen, I'm a DJ that only supports independent artists and independent music and entertainers. Meaning I don't, when I'm at clubs and stuff, I don't play commercial music. I don't fill the airwaves with a bunch of fucking T.I. and G's and all this old radio bullshit. You know what I'm saying? So, basically, I'm very rare to find. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody else want to try to play the commercial circuit. So, when a brother like me come along, you know what I'm saying? One thing I say about the DJ, without the DJ, there is nothing else. There is no party. There is no artist. There is nothing with the music industry, period, without a DJ. If it wasn't for me, the world wouldn't be hearing this music right now. They wouldn't be hearing Fly, Swag Surfing, John New, Evening Riders, F1 Diamond, E Moore. They wouldn't be hearing none of them. You know what I'm saying? So the DJ is the backbone of the music industry. And without a backbone, what the body do? Falls the fuck out. So I went and DJed for my homeboy, you know what I'm saying? One of the artists. Named Short D. Now, at the end of the show, we had a good time. Everybody had a good time. Carried it into overtime and everything. But he come up to me saying, oh, man, we got a problem. See, it's not a problem. You know what I'm saying? Anytime a motherfucker says it's not a problem. You just owe. You know what I'm saying? And if you don't want to pay a person, then that's going to reflect in your future. You know what I'm saying? It's going to reflect in all your performances and everything and how people deal with you. You know what I'm saying? But I say that to say you got to watch people on how they affect your situation, because the night before last, we're at the Palladium nightclub for the start off of the takeover tour featuring the Two Man Army, and you know, acts came out and performed and everything, did their thing. But at the end of the night, because of the stupid promoter, well, I ain't gonna say stupid promoter, he was so called looking out. But listen, people, business is business. There's nothing free in business, especially when people got to get paid. He let all the performers come in and perform for free, which, hey, I ain't got nothing to do with that. I wouldn't have did that personally. But and he charged, you know what I'm saying, just the other people that was coming to watch the performance. So he came up short, you know what I'm saying, at the end of the night. And, you know, the club didn't pay anybody. You know what I'm saying? The club got to make their money to pay for their security and all that. You know what I'm saying? And then whatever you charge, you know what I'm saying, that's the money you keep. Well, he didn't charge any money, so he got upset, you know what I'm saying, and basically jumped up into the club owner's face. Already wrong. But the same stupid motherfucker that didn't pay me, you know what I'm saying, he comes along, and being an artist, he comes along, and because he sold one ticket and one person showed up, he got $4. You know what I'm saying? That's the amount of money you use for your ticket sales. So you got $4. How about this stupid mofo goes up to the promoter after he see the promoter arguing with the owner of the club, and he swings on the owner of the club. I mean, he hits the owner of the club, people. You feel me? Now, that's some scandalous B.I. shit, because that's not your place. That's not your club. You was just invited there. You don't ever have to come back. But this man might lose his night because of your actions. I mean, it might even take it to the point where, you know what I'm saying, lawmen get involved. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, fucked up the man's situation. You know what I'm saying? So that's some scandalous B.I. shit. You know what I'm saying? You got to watch people, man. Don't let them fuck up your situation. You know what I'm saying? And I've also been going through that myself. You know what I'm saying? People trying to derail you on your success and you know what I'm saying, pull at you, man. Come do this. Come do that. You know what I'm saying? But you just got to do you. You know what I'm saying? Don't be worrying about what other people do. You do you. And everything else will follow. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's the first scandalous biatch story of the day. Once again, hit me up at 347-237-5125. You know what I'm saying? Because we all the way live. Play y'all a little bit of fam because I got to go roll up me a little something. You know what I'm saying? And this is how we roll right here on WDGE Radio, Record of Game Radio, a.k.a. the Starship Smelly Prize. And we are also streaming live via – hold on. Let me get the link. Damn it. You done dropped the link. All right. Hold on, people. I got to go back into my history. My bad. Hold on. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Where the hell is the link? Okay, streaming live. Florida. Florida UFOradio.com. We on, also, you can check us streaming live. FloridaUFOradio.com. Big ups to Florida UFO Radio. You know what I'm saying? For adding us to the site. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate that. All the help. And post that again. So if you ever want to check this out, you know what I'm saying, and you're not actually on blogtalkradio.com, you can go to www.floridauforadio.com, and you can also check it out there. Sign up, get a couple of banners, you know what I'm saying, make a donation, help a radio show out. And if you got any, you know, alien, extraterrestrial-related stories, you know what I'm saying, look around on the site for the contact info and submit your info, because that's how we do. Scandalous Biatch Saturdays. It's going down, man. Coming back, you know, I give you the weekend news in about 11 minutos, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to do that, too, and we're going to come back. It's about popular demand and officially popping off season two, man. Yes, we are in season two. Bang, 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 bang. It's time to put a biatch on blast for whatever they doing. Scandalous biatch shit. Yeah.
This is hey. How we roll.
No.
Me in the spotlight now, and we ain't getting out.
you.
Don't you touch that. I'm looking good with my baby fat. This with FAM, yeah, we getting cash. 813, double blowing fast. Range Rover, yeah, I'm pushing a gas. Get low and drop it to the floor. Let me show you who it be. Let me show you how we roll. In the Range Rover, iced out chains on. King comes in the back, black not phone. Grabbing shades, cause we don't wanna blind ya. Call us diamond, cause we back outshine ya. Super GD, 1J or G, big money Disney on the platinum.
No sleep, ENT and HD, working on a movie. Just finished up the script, about to drop a new single. Just finished up the mix, stay in the lab. Drop a 16 with hooks, life is like a soap opera. About to write me a book, it's more to come. It's just to preview, now you gotta start. Cause you get the hand I feed you. Rappers in debt from the dudes, you ain't paid yours. What you think they stop making tempers when they made yours? Mine's the shiesty, you don't gotta like it. Put it down every time, ain't nobody like this. This time around, your cats want nothing. Said you don't like me, you need to stop frontin'. I got the same jumpin', we got the same jumpin', we got the same jumpin', you know we got the same jumpin'. This time around, your cats want nothing. Said you don't like me, you need to stop frontin'. I got the same jumpin', we got the same jumpin', we got the same jumpin', you know we got the same jumpin'. You got your hand out, bring something to the table. I don't get dropped, I drop you from the label. F you pay me, now you feeling wavy. I took you to the next level, don't try to play me. Show you how to grind, go do this here blindfold. Keep talking sideways, I'ma pull a homo. You don't even smoke, but you stay doing high stuff. Talk behind my back, but I had you repping my stuff. Dog, I don't need you, we far from equal. Heard a few threats, but I don't believe you. See, you like to play, need to play with your own kids. If I start trapping, better look out for your own way. Why you so hateful? Lucky I don't waste you. Start a movement like me, how long will it take you? And you went to class, still a fool like April. My 45 begging me to give your ass a facial. This time around, your cats want nothing. Said you don't like me, you need to stop fronting. I got the same jumping, we got the same jumping, we got the same jumping, you know we got the same jumping. This time around, your cats want nothing. Said you don't like me, you need to stop fronting. I got the same jumping, we got the same jumping, we got the same jumping, you know we got the same jumping.
Blade come clean like a shaper, so I guess I get a game of tape up. But everybody gon' feel the need to say something, but can't speak up when
whenever you face them. That's what you call microphone gangsters. Yeah, I got a mocha dope. Yeah, I'm raw, you know my flow. Cause folks be acting extra hard like a Viagra overdose. Talking that noise on all them songs. A bunch of little boys, but y'all look grown. Those niggas sell and these niggas sell. It really don't matter cause they all just clones. Go to school, read a book, be a lawyer. Hell yeah, man, I'm all for the cause. I ain't trying to get involved with the law, sir. But a nigga will get caught with the mouth murder. And that just ain't a threat on the song. Don't get it wrong, I'm protecting my own. Cause niggas that slip, they don't last long. We got them going down for the count. Looking at the ground. That's why we got haters. That's why we got haters. Haters everywhere we go. Haters everywhere we go. Haters everywhere we go. Where we go. Haters going down for the count. One. Looking at the ground. Two. I think you're a hater. I think you're a hater. Haters everywhere we go. Haters everywhere we go. Haters everywhere we go. Where we go. Haters going down.
But they don't care. Bet you got you a bird and you see a letter. Bet you got you a house. Ain't hating on me cause I'm OG, big boss of the south. Got more diamonds, got more wheels. Do more shiny, stack more shields. I'm just riding straight profiling. Yeah, I'm smiling with your bitch. VIP, don't touch my shit. They with me, that's my clip. Shake them haters, watch me suck. Not all at once, suck my dick. They know what we came for. AK to yo. They got me under investigation. They say I slang dope.
We got them going down for the count. Looking at the ground. That's why we got haters. That's why we got haters. Haters everywhere we go. Haters everywhere we go. Haters everywhere we go. Where we go. Haters going down for the count.
One.
Looking at the ground.
Two.
I think you're a hater. I think you're a hater. Haters everywhere we go. Haters everywhere we go. Haters everywhere we go. Where we go. Haters going down for the count.
Talking about you when I roll away. When I'm around you, you ain't got a word. And you were telling your folks you're gonna murder me. Kept me going to the car, already heard it play. Y'all looking at a man, I'm looking at churn. Ball like a motherfucker, what is you doing? New Orleans, my city long been ruined. Watch yourself, you coming down your churn. You know what it is, you been down that path. Getting the shit that these clowns don't have. Like buying the ball and putting it on my cap. Hit around me, even on my staff. You a mama boy, nigga, you ain't too rough. Back in the hood, you didn't have no nuts. Me and my people used to beat you up. Now you on time to thank you too much.
Too much, too much, too much. We got 'em going down for the count. Looking at the ground. That's why we got haters. That's why we got haters. Haters everywhere we go. Haters everywhere we go. Haters everywhere we go. Where we go. Haters going down for the count.
One.
Looking at the ground.
Two.
I think you're a hater. I think you're a hater. Haters everywhere we go. Haters everywhere we go. Haters everywhere we go. Where we go. Haters going down.
Superstar.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about? This is your boy Vince, you know what I'm saying? I'm live from the motherfucking mouth away, nigga. Dope boy swag. Them hoes love my motherfucking swag, nigga. Now I'm talking about Tony Beckett. Yeah.
I might die. I need a slow boy. Bitches love taking bitches with the dope boy. Work online. They mean I'm eating good. I got them crackers taking bitches of the neighborhood. Baby, it's all gravy. Okay, it's all good. I need a snowboard. Bitches love taking pictures with you.
All right, y'all. Time for the nutty news. Y'all already know this is the nutty news. Nutty news is brought to you in part by nuttynewstoday.com for all your wild, weird, and crazy off the wall news. Go and check it there first. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking at a couple of little videos on YouTube, and, you know, you got to watch out what you, what the hell they say, believe half of what you see and none of what you, some shit like that. Just watch out. Don't believe every goddamn thing, people. You know what I'm saying? I mean, just don't believe everything that you read. All right, let's get this news started, man. This news coming to you from around the world, and I mean the world. Yeah, act a fool in the background, you know what I'm saying, they're going to accompany us on this journey through the world, man. I mean, getting you news from Florida all the way to Oklahoma City, because that's where we starting this thing off at, where a student is arrested for cutting off boys' ponytail. Fag shit already. Fag shit already. Because nothing happened to the goddamn punk-ass that cut off the little girls in there and shit. So that's fag line shit. All right, hold on, people, hold on. time. And then I'm on the radio, people. You can't be calling the number. All right, anyway, 13-year-old boy was arrested last week at Jefferson Middle School after another boy's ponytail was cut off in art class. Students were working on a project involving yarn and scissors when a student cut about 8 inches of hair off another boy's 10-inch ponytail. Troya Stevens said her son, also 13, had been growing the tail for about 5 years. Right, but then the little black girl get her hair cut, and nothing happened to the damn teacher, though. Yeah, imagine that. All right, let's go on over here to Pennsylvania. Shouts out to Easy Rider and bid66.com for all your 50-cent bids or better. We're extra credit for girls licking teachers' fingers. Oh, that won't even sound good. A former Cedar Cliff High School civics teacher will stand trial on charges. He offered female students extra credit for licking chalk dust and other substances from his fingers. Andrew T. Wildman Jr., 28, was arrested following an investigation after a 14-year-old female student came forward with allegations. 8 students between the ages of 14 and 16 told police Wildman engaged in inappropriate behavior with them. See, people, y'all, man, please, you got pedophiles every fucking well. And then y'all go off and give these old non-educated-ass motherfuckers a goddamn teacher's certificate. Don't even get a degree. They just get a damn certificate and shit. What the hell? All right. Over here in Huntington, West Virginia, that is, where, man is arrested for robbing bank close to home. Search warrant revealed sunglasses, clothing, and a firearm, which altogether was enough to connect a 39-year-old man to a series of robberies at a bank just around the corner from his home. A resistant, Toby Max Duckett, was taken into custody at his residence. He was charged with 3 counts of bank robbery and 1 count misdemeanor obstruction. I hate reading the news and then I click back into the bridge because everybody making their comments. You know what I'm saying? Because it'd be funny comments. Because my whole thing about the teacher incident is, you know, at 14, you know what I'm saying? Was your grades that bad where you got the, you know what that don't even sound all bald, you know what I'm saying, to a 14-year-old girl? Like, yeah, baby, just lick the chalk off my fingers and I get, what? All right. Oi, mate, to all my Australians out there. Well, girl can have surgery to remove 2 testicles. Wow. Want to see that picture? Yeah. The family court has ordered that a 14-year-old girl can have surgery to remove 2 testicles. Ugh, that don't even sound right. Ugh. The court also approved other procedures to confirm her gender. The parents of the girl, known in this case as Sally, had to apply to the court for permission for the surgery after they discovered their daughter had a rare XY genotype, which meant she did not have a uterus, but had 2 male gonads. Oh, what the hell is that? That ain't even hermaphroditic. Oh, man, what the hell is that? Well, I can't even comment on that one, people. I'm left in awe over now. let's go to Texas, where shake and bake meth is a dangerous new trend. Drug dealers are taking everyday household ingredients like Drano and batteries and making meth in your average 2-liter plastic bottle. But once the recipe is complete, all it takes is a few shakes and the now dangerous mixture catches fire. Even though the bottle lid is on tight, Authorities say oxygen could still seep in and lead to an explosion. What? Y'all motherfuckers, okay. Hey, you motherfucking meth heads out there, you know what I'm saying? Y'all just goddamn ignorant, man. No, the hell. Anyway, let's go to Detroit, where a strip club employed 14-year-old. That's what I'm talking about. Hey, you might be practicing, you know, after school employment. Hey, now, the manager of a Detroit strip club was charged after authorities learned a 14-year-old girl was employed as a topless dancer, making several hundred dollars a night. The 31-year-old manager of the All-Star Topless Bar, Andrew Hudson, was arraigned on a charge of child sexually abusive activity. Damn, I ain't never heard no big charge like that. But I have never heard of a 14-year-old stripping in the strip club, so hey. Yeah, let's take it here to the good old United States of assholes, where General Motors repays bailout, yeah, by using other bailout funds. Man, come on, people. Can somebody please take a shotgun and just shoot the shit out of General Motors, the entire company, not the people, the company. Yeah. General Motors is running ads on all the major networks this week claiming it has repaid its bailout from the taxpayers in full. Yeah, but what the claim isn't standing up to scrutiny from lawmakers and government watchdogs who have found that the automaker was able to repay the bailout money only by dipping into a separate pot of bailout funds. And all you fucking General Motor drivers out there, man, please. All right. Yeah, fucking United States of assholes. And this is why I say fucking United States of assholes. You see that motherfucker, how you gonna give a bitch bailout money to bail out yourself again? But they doing it. I ain't reading this shit for nothing. Go to nuttynewstoday.com if you want to read it for yourself. You know what I'm saying? Think I'm lying or something. Yeah. All right, well, let's go over here to Nantes, France. You know what I'm saying? Parlez-vous français. Where driver wear a Islamic face veil is fined. Wow. A woman driver wearing an Islamic face veil has been fined by French police for not having a clear field of vision. The fine was small, but it garnered big attention and may illustrate what is to come as the president pushes to outlaw the veils nationwide. The fine was based on a rule that says drivers should have freedom of movement and a sufficient field of vision. That rule right there is the only one I can agree with. Now, I'm telling you, people, if you ain't never tried to drive with a baseball cap on, sunglasses, really even sunglasses, it limits your motherfucking your field of vision, because when you try to look left and look right, you know what I'm saying, you don't have that whole peripheral vision, even with sunglasses on, especially with these damn veils on. Not trying to take anything away from your religion, but I mean, it's certain times that you just got to be, you know what I'm saying, aware, you know what I'm saying, of your surroundings. And if you got a veil on, you can't see to the left or right of them. You feel me? Because that's blocking your vision. Especially with the hood. Come on, people. I mean, hey, find every single one of them motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? And what's crazy is, right here in good old Florida and Tampa, we ain't, all these Islamic and Muslim people down here, don't none of these motherfuckers dress with no veils over their faces and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? I guess they Americanized, whatever the hell you want to call it, brainwashed them. That's what Americanized is. So. All right, anyway, let's go over here to No Tooth, Missouri. Missouri. Where a man wins $258 million and plans to buy two front teeth. What kind of country redneck bullshit is that? A man who won a $258 million Powerball jackpot. And plans to use some of the money to pay bills. What the fuck you mean some of the money? Bitch, you better pay all your goddamn bills off. replace his two missing front teeth, and take his children to Disney World. Chris Shaw said he needed a few days to decide whether he will keep his minimum wage job at the store where he has worked for just 3 weeks. Huh? Man, what? I want to give you the award just for that dumbass motherfucking statement. $258 million, and you talking about working at a goddamn store? All right. I'm going to leave that one alone because only in Missouri. Misery, that is. Mm-hmm. Savannah, Georgia, man, right down the street. Get the wrong beer, get a knife in the head. Fucking right. That's how I feel about my beer. Don't give me no natural light. I drink natural ice. Hey, this might be you in that damn headline. I'm bullshit. But this is fucked up, y'all. It's unclear what charges Lorraine Bullock faces. Garden City Captain Al Jelinski says she was drunk when she got into an argument with her brother after he came home with the wrong brand of beer. Police say Bullock allegedly picked up a knife and threw it at her brother, but he ducked and the blade ended up striking a 3-year-old in the head. Damn, boy, you could have... Listen, people, drinking and ignorance don't mix. That just proves it. Drinking and ignorance don't mix. And if you're going to mix them up, man, look at here. Don't have your children around. All right. Let's keep it moving. Dayton, Ohio. Shouts out to Miss Computer Lady out there. Where a state considers using Twitter to announce executions. Oh, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Waste that good taxpayer's money on a fucking Twitter account. Yeah. A spokesman says Ohio's prison system has contemplated using Twitter to announce when an execution has been completed. However, communications director Julie Walburn at the Department of Rehabilitation and Corrections says she's concerned that tweeting about an inmate's time of death may be considered in poor taste. I don't think that's in poor taste. I think you all need to be absolutely slapped in the face for saying some dumb shit like that. Right. Right. Okay, let's keep it moving, people. Hey, that. Let me once again remind you, this is the Nutty News of the Day. The opinions and expressed views of this radio station are not the reflection of what the hell I'm reading. You know what I'm saying? Because this shit is motherfucking crazy. All right, but check this out. And this is, hey, I believe this. You know what I'm saying? Greeley, Colorado. Man shoots girlfriend's ex 29 times. Claims self-defense. Right. Defense attorneys say a man shot his girlfriend's ex-husband 29 times with an assault rifle in self-defense, not as part of a murder plot to collect a $100,000 life insurance policy, as prosecutors allege. 28-year-old Cecil Joe Erb is on trial in Greeley on first-degree murder charges. That ain't no motherfucking way you gonna tell me some self-defense bullshit like that. If a person shoots you one time with an AK-47, which is what they showing, the assault rifle, that's gonna lay you down. Two shots is definitely gonna impair you. Three shots gonna take you out the box. 29 times? Together, man. What kind of crack you smoking on, brother? All right, we about to wrap this up, people. Two more left, and we wrapping this on up, man. Because we're in New York. New York. Where Archie Comics introduces first gay character. Yeah, if fag-ass TV wasn't enough, let's go ahead and put it in comic books. Yeah, right. Riverdale High is getting its first gay character. Archie Comics announced that in an issue out September 1st, the long-running comic will introduce its first openly gay character, Kevin Keller. John Goldwater, co-CEO of Archie Comics, says the introduction of Kevin is about keeping the world of Archie Comics current and inclusive. Y'all motherfuckers is out y'all damn mind. But anyways, Salt Lake City, Utah. Last but not least, people, a firing squad. Yeah, for kill on death row for 25 years. Okay. A firing squad. People just don't shoot the dude in the head and that be it. You got to line up and pay five or six people to shoot this dude down. Right. Utah is scheduled to execute a convicted killer by firing squad on June 18th after a judge signed a warrant for his execution. Ronnie Lee Gardner has been on Utah's death row and milking the state's taxpayers' money for 25 years. That's not actually in the headlines. I'm just reading that. Gardner said, "I would like the firing squad, please." Alrighty then. That will conclude your daily news for the Nutty News of the Day. For all your weird, wild, crazy, and off-the-wall news, man, go to nuttynewstoday.com and always remember, don't believe what the I say. Go and read it for yourself. You know what I'm saying? Oh, that would explain it. Coming from the bridge, John Goldwater is a fag himself. I would believe that. Yeah, I would definitely believe that. That is why, you know what I'm saying? That's why you can't make it into the music industry, because there's a bunch of fags running the music industry. You know what I'm saying? And unless you bending over and taking one, yeah, I don't think they're going to want you hanging around. No hard hats hanging around a construction site. You know what I'm saying? They only want soft hats. Yeah, right. What the fuck?
Yeah, we live here on 34th, man. DJ smells so good. You know what I'm talking about? We got that good old cannon for you. Sleep in jail as well. I'm both fucked up now, but I don't mean shit. At the same time, though, I'm still going to rock straight forward regardless. That's my life. Straight forward for life.
Let me get some of that. SFN business in the building too, goddammit. You know we always on 34. Y'all need to go ahead, come down here, check this out. We got everything that a nigga need in the hood right here.
Right on.
Oh, yeah. Even though I don't go to it. MySpace.com/SFN business. That's just real nigga shit. Y'all can hit me up. Trey Folk, Wrecking the Game Entertainment. Party time, smell good. This nigga here.
Yeah, Tabo, bitch.
One of my favorite songs, man. This is a commercial song, y'all. Y'all know I play indie music. But this is a remix. This is Kid Cudi, Day and Night, the Crookers remix. Check this out, y'all.
Cool, all right. You ready for it? Check this.
Day and night. I toss and turn, I keep stressing my mind. I look for peace, but see, I don't attain. What I need for keeps is this silly game we play. Now look at this. Madness, the magnet keeps attracting me. I try to run, but see, I'm not that fast. I think I'm first, but surely finish last. Last. Day and night. The lonely soul who keeps a free mind at night. He's all alone through the day and night. The lonely loner who keeps a free mind at night. At night. Day and night. The lonely soul who keeps a free mind at night. He's all alone, so things will never change.
At night.
chain, shots of Patron. Hold up your cup, pour up your drink. The dance so fast, yeah, I'ma do my thing. Got the party rockin' insane. Your boys and go-getters all ready to pay. Tools in the crowd, lights on deck. Y'all full of gold teeth, chains on their neck. Everybody rockin', everybody groovin'. Doin' their two-step, doin' what they doin'. I take it to the flow, have a good time. See the wish, y'all came to get down. It's a party, y'all, meantime.
Now, I'm only playing this song because this is Scandalous Beat Saturdays, so,
prepare to be astonished!
You know what I'm saying? We finna take this thing back. Hope y'all have some Prince fans out there, because if not, you're just as scandalous as the song.
back, baby. Just let me spend quiet time with you.
Quiet time.
I wanna hold you so close to me. Look into those pretty brown eyes. Hey, baby, baby, baby. Just let me spend.
Major surveillance.
If you're a single lady, let me buy you around.
Jump shot, do my ladies one night more.
Let me buy you around.
Girl, I like your face, but I love your partner. I just wanna get to know you better. What's the number? See you standing over here looking all lonely. Come in, take a sip of Nouveau and Patron.
I can give you what you want.
Work that, work that.
I can give you what you want.
Work that, work that.
You came with your girlfriend. Maybe we could be friends. Do this every weekend. If you're a single lady.
Y'all know me, just cool breeze, hailing from the beans, so I always show the three, trying to get up in the club, I ain't supposed to be drinking, yeah, I know I'm too young, but I'm not even thinking, I'm a single lady, wanna buy me around, or maybe take me in the Phantom while you drive me around, and we can cruise in the city while enjoying the sounds, and I ain't never gotta worry, cause you holding it down. Don't want much, just someone to hang with. If you coming with the drama, homeboy, you can save it. If you got yourself in order, then you speak in my language. And I got a mouth on me, I just hope you contain it. If you agree, we can make the arrangements, do things my way. But I'm willing to change it. We'll see how it ends by the end of the night. Cause if you act right, you know what's going on.
If you don't wanna have fun, baby, where you come by? Put it in reverse and let me pull up to your bumper. Baby, you too fine to be standing here alone. Baby, you too fine to be standing on your own. I can give you what you want.
Work that, work that.
I can give you what you want.
Work that, work that.
I know you came with your girlfriends. Maybe we could be friends. Do this every weekend, yeah.
You're a single lady. Let me buy you around. Let me buy you around. Let me buy you around. You're a single lady. Let me buy you around. Let me buy you around. Let me buy you around. So we can get to the kissing and the hugging. So we can get to the touching and the loving. So we can get to the boot in the eye. And baby girl, we can do it all now. Up, up, up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down, up, up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down.
Tracking with that line, what's your name, what's your style? Like to rock a lemonade, I just creep it from behind. And if you're trying to get away, tell me what you got in mind. You can leave your whip, baby, you can hop in mine. Now tell them other cats, it's too late, they out of time. Fuck your man, out of sight, out of mind. Remind me of my 6'6 drop. You smell good like it's in the yard. Lace you with yellow ice, lemon drop. Mucho dinero, the money don't stop. Round after round, the drinks don't stop. Treat tonight like it's New Year's, the bottle's gon' pop.
Get
Benny, I think we got one on this one, man.
I made it rain.
Make it rain.
What?
Woo!
And I bet that I can do whatever you want me to.
I made it.
team. That's why I see a lot of people hating on me. I'm back. What's next? What's next? Drop that ass on the floor for me. Get wet.
And I bet that I can do whatever you want me to.
I told little mama I'm about to take her home. And if I didn't mention, we riding on foes. And everybody knows how they're coming from the gold. Whoa, Penny on the beach, we murking these streets. All and don't you try to sneak me, I got my hand. Oh. Now get your ass on the dance floor.
Top, check the club like an earthquake. Yeah, we tear it up, burning down like a protest. Eggshells cracking, parking lot, it's a yoke test. DJ going crazy, it's a wet seat contest. Party stay live, you'll be party to the sun hit. Yell six figures, party to the sunset. Party in the club, hands going up. Weapons by the side, no grab a girl butt. Bring it real close, just grind to the flow. Yell six figures, party to the morning. Party in the club, hands going up. Weapons by the side, no grab a girl butt. Bring it real close, just grind to the flow. Yell six figures, party to the morning. Holla at her, yeah, she really want me. G, but I think it's a cheese. Bring back stacking, Sack King Mackin'. US to gear up, let's get it actin'. Six figures, boy, I am the main attraction. Killing y'all smoke, cause I'm spittin' out cancer. Beat in my bird, get them cold 16. You addicted to my feet, cause I spit like a cheese. Going so hard for the big hero bus. Ching Ching Potter, German Rock Wilder. Bite on the gang, cause I gotta bring the pain. Addicted to me, I'm addicted to you. Coming real strong, hitting like swine flu. Never gonna stop doing what I gotta do. Party in the club, hands going up. Weapons by the side, no grab a girl butt. Bring a real close, just grind to the flow. Yo, six figures, party to the morning. Party in the club, hands going up. Weapons by the side, no grab a girl butt. Bring a real close, just grind to the flow. Yo, six figures, party to the morning.
Never been a club, get fresh like me. No dress code, cause the bar's on me. VIP cracking, yellow girls, can't you see? Rosé, Mohini, black, that's a drink. Cigars on fire like a stunt, yet extinct. Purple, the OG tree. To the parking lot, side show, let it be. Six figures going like Marsville D. You hear me say ching with the ching, that's me. Got the club cracking like lobster tails on Mackin. Money on deck, club pimping, never slacking. Six figures girl in the club while I'm rapping. They can go wild like a pit bull snapping. Party real hard, make the club go bananas. They can go wild, blow it up like a cannon. Yo, six figures, party stay active.
Party in the club, hands going up. Weapons by the side, no grab a girl butt. Bring it real close, just grind to the flow. Yo, six figures, party to the morning. Party in the club, hands going up. Weapons by the side, no grab a girl butt. Bring it real close, just grind to the flow. Yo, six figures, party to the morning.
All right, so I'm about to get on the fire here. Scandalous Beats Saturdays. You already know each and every day, Monday through Saturday, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a couple of more friends. I want to toot my own horn for a little minute. I checked back on the archives, you know what I'm saying, right here on blogtalkradio.com/smellybtr, and look back at My Health, Your Health Monday. I have 14 people live on the show, and I've had 99 people check out the show since it's airing. So 99 people have been concerned, at least 99 people have been concerned about their health through Wrecking the Game Radio, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah, it make me feel pretty good, you know what I'm saying? Fuck it, I think I gotta give myself a round of applause for that one, you know what I'm saying? Cause it's good hard work that a brother's putting in here, man, you know what I'm saying? Thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you. All right, thank you, people, thank you. And, yeah, you know what I'm saying, that's a real good accomplishment. And I do check back on the archives, people, to see, you know what I'm saying, what shows was interesting, and that's how I actually stick with the kind of shows that I do. Scandalous Be Out Saturdays has had a good impact. The Time to Learn Language Tuesdays, you know what I'm saying, has been a good impact. So, you know, as long as I know that somebody out there is benefiting from this show, you know what I'm saying, that's why I keep doing what the God do. You know what I'm saying? That's real, and that is true. So we're going to be getting up out this Mofo Flipper with I got a new song from the Two-Man Army Crew. You know what I'm saying? This is a little song that these boys done came up with and, well, remixed. You know what I'm saying? Shout out my homeboy, Shati, who was the originator of the Sanchez with it, a.k.a. the Chance Sanchez song. You can look up YouTube and see all kind of videos of how to do the Sanchez with it. And that's what we're going to end the show with, Wrecking the Game Radio. I'd like to thank Alexander 84 all the way from Singapore, Florida UFOs, you know what I'm saying, representing Florida, Heavenly Angel up there representing, you know what I'm saying, Washington, and, of course, Mr. Cyanide, you know what I'm saying, representing the Netherlands. And it's going down. Don't forget, yeah, Weeds Day, you know, Smoke a Blunt Weeds Day. That's probably going to be the next popular show that's going to be popping off. And that will be popping off on next Wednesday. So, you know what I'm saying? Y'all check it out. It's going to be pretty hot. And magic is the highest level. Magic level access is the serious shit. What the hell is it, though? Y'all give me a link or something so I can go and to see what the hell it is. You'll be pissed off when you especially know your money is contributing. I ain't going to be pissed off because I ain't no motherfucking average taxpayer, put it that way. I pay my taxes when, goddamn it, when I buy items out the store. Shit. So, motherfucker, all that other shit. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to be mad at shit because I've been there, done that, and worked for the government. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Well, fuck it. Before we get up out of here, let me read something to y'all. Project Camelot Productions presents The Project Camelot Portal by Michael Schrott, who's thinking beyond the blue. Michael Schrott is an aviation historian, and his research into classified projects and unidentified craft has met interviewed numerous scientists and aerospace engineers. NASA Defense Industry. He investigates, by the military from within both secret and top secret programs. He firmly believes that American taxpayers have every right to know where our money is being spent. Many of the craft he has documented are being funded with black projects, and he states that billions are being spent today on these crafts. Some will only be flown once. Yeah, we know that. I mean, yeah, okay. And this shot on the fly during a prompt to meeting, Michael talks about many more prominent cases of classified stays of gray sky, but remain elusive from history and the public record. Well, yeah, I mean, but what was dark will come into the light, people. Remember that, you know what I'm saying? What was once was dark will come into the motherfucking light. So, you know what I'm saying? Be well. on my fellow UFOians. And I'll let y'all on the flip side, man. Be safe. Have a great weekend. And always remember, stay blessed and unstressed right here. Tap and smell so good. Reckoning Game Radio.
Hey, two-man army. Third world. And don't touch that dial, and I'm your host, Church
hey,
Boy. Let's go.
Drop it to the flow, now Sanchez with it. Break it back up, now get it, get it. Break it to the flow, now Sanchez with it. Drop it to the flow, now get it. They like this, then I'm getting calls all in New York. California catching me, they tell me it's a new wall. Sights on your Sanchez, boy, that's a new call. Put me in a new car and turn it down, stone gone. And you ain't doing the Sanchez right now, you gotta go home. Dance so packed when I Sanchez, I like room. Dance got a read, plus I gotta add.
Thank you.